Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything around?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them frank fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Good God Almighty, I am so fucking hot.
And yes, you are, J-Man. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio. Hope you can hear me okay. Sitting next to me, as always, a mere 584 miles away, is the irrepressible J-Man.
Yo. Sup, Matt?
That's it?
Well, you know, I didn't want to do the recorded intro because you give me so much shit about it, so I did a live one.
Oh, my God. That's like the Tetley T thing we've discussed. It's refreshing.
Yes,
oh, my
it is.
God. Oh,
well,
yeah.
The live
you
intro.
Had a. Well, no, actually, that's cool. We're going unscripted tonight. You threw me for a loop, you little bastard. And I like it. I actually do. No, but seriously, sitting next to me is J-Man. How are you doing tonight, J-Man?
Just wonderful. Awesome. Fantastic.
Oh, you're going to be a douchebag all night, aren't you?
No, I'm being myself, dude. All I can do is just be who I am.
Okay. Just keeping it real.
That's right. Keeping it real, dog. Yo.
God, dog. Oh, my God. I love it when a really white guy from Arkansas says dog. It just gives more meaning to it.
Yeah, well, that is my role here on the show, is to be the goofy white guy sidekick.
Well, I don't think either of us could get much more whiter. When I'm not drinking Rose, I'm doing meth.
That is the official drug of Ohio, isn't it?
Oh, my God, yes. It used to be, yep, during the Depression, you would see little tin cans and everyone had steam coming out in the back because they're trying to keep warm. In Ohio, they just have little cans and they're cooking meth.
Cooking meth. Yeah, in fact, there was a big headline on the local paper, the Daily Disappointment, the other day, and it said, meth lab busted in Green Forest. And say, see, people are quite industrious around here, you know, lots of entrepreneurs setting up their own business, you know, going into business for themselves, just, you know, chasing the American dream, just like John Boehner. I know people. His name's Boehner. I call him Boehner. But you like him more.
And he's one of my fellow Buckeyes. He's a fellow Ohioan.
Absolutely.
And I'm
proud?
Pretty proud of that fact. I like the guy. I love the man. Because I like to cry. And
you're in touch with your feelings.
Oh, I'm in touch with them several times a day, Jay.
Right. See, now there's Dr. Anonymous in the chat room. Best J-Man intro ever. There you go. See, they love it.
There you go. Yeah.
They love my
and
they
then we
love
got
my,
average.
My
I'm
improvisation.
Sorry,
well, I say cool. They seem to enjoy my improvisation.
Yes, and it was improvisational. Boy, that was pretty good. No, you did it really well. And we also have, what's that?
Go right ahead.
No, we have Average Chick, Dana Lou.
Hey, baby.
Oh, God, I'd like to be the cream in that sandwich. We got Kimmy. And
go, Kimmy.
Oh, and Mike just showed up.
Did you mention Diane?
I didn't see her. Oh, my God, how could I miss her? Oh, yeah.
I just want that to be noted, Diane. I was the one who noticed you first. And there's also Med Student 31 in there. Welcome.
Is that
glad
Med or Maryland? Does the MD stand for medical or doctor, you know, medical student?
I do believe that's a med student who wandered over from Dr. Anonymous's show,
which
was
very good.
This one, Dr. Anonymous, every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, and many times again on Saturday night with his lovely and talented co-host, Warrior Cat.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll be on again this weekend, and he'll be on every week until Blog Talk Radio drops the hammer. But we won't get into that tonight.
We're going to do a radiothon over that.
We may have to. We may have to do a fundraiser and see if
I could have paid for the whole thing, but since my evil boss laid me off, we won't revisit that, will we? Nor do we want him to call in.
Laid you off, then came in and to see if he could finish off your other hobby here on the radio.
Oh,
show.
Kung Fu.
Yes. Yeah, not only called in, but went with the Asian guy shtick.
And it's a good thing I didn't do anything like that on my promo on my website today, because you know I'm all about bringing people together,
all about political correctness and
yes,
and being sensitive.
We have a fully packed show, even though we're playing it by ear, because we do have several things coming up. What do we have?
Well, we have, as you all know, Matt Mann is a big Notre Dame fan, although I have no idea why. And Notre Dame and the University of Miami are going to resume hostilities. They'll be doing so, of course, at the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas.
Yeah, there's no trouble going on there.
Remember when Notre Dame and Miami were elite teams? Now they play in the Sun Bowl in El Paso, in the middle of the high desert. The beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
And on top of a mass grave of hundreds of dead gang war victims and hookers and others that have been gunned down over the years.
Yeah, you know, when they did play, they used to play at the Alamo, you know, but now they're just playing at the new Alamo.
The new Alamo. But, you know what? We have a live remote.
We do?
We have a reporter on location in El Paso, and he's going
kidding?
To... Oh, yeah, we've got the satellite truck down there.
Oh, great.
And Poncho set up the satellite truck, and I think we're ready to go.
Okay. Did he get his 750 an hour?
He sure did.
Okay. Well, let it roll, baby.
All right.
Hello, everybody. Barry Cade reporting live from the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, where the University of Miami fans and alumni and players are all already here, and they are all ready to go. Let me tell you, as you can hear behind me, they're having a great time. You know, the University of Miami football team may not be as formidable as it once was, but their fans sure as hell still are. There have been some reports that Notre Dame administrators have crossed the border into Texas, trying to maybe round up a little help for the inevitable post-game brawl in the parking lot. We haven't been able to confirm that, but I would advise them to do so immediately if they're not. It's a little wild out here. I think I'm going to head for cover. You guys have a great night, and I'm out of here. Bye.
All right, then. See? Yeah, good time that down there.
That was good.
Poncho and Barry are actually going to leave before the game because, well, we're afraid it may get a little violent.
Exactly. Who would want to stay for the game?
No. The game is not the fun part down there. The fun part is seeing who comes back alive.
I'll tell you what, I bet Miami has some hot cheerleaders, though.
Oh, you know it. You know they do.
Notre Dame, on the other hand, you know. They're wearing dresses and heavy crucifixes, and oh god, it's just not good.
Well, they're good Catholic girls, who are we kidding?
I don't quite match up
with, say, Southern Cal cheerleaders.
Well, you know they don't like to be called Southern Cal. Sorry, I wish you'd quit doing that.
Sorry, I can't.
I do have a bone to pick with the people in the chat room. I just saw that Annie and Burl are talking about cookies, and they should be talking about you and I being naked, and it's really hurtful.
It's Annie who's in the chat room.
Yeah. Right.
And we could talk about Annie's cookies.
Oh, yes, we could. Annie's hot.
Annie just said, pick my bone, big boy. So.
Oh, I'd like to. But anyway, we're just winging it tonight. We intended to do this. So don't get mad at us if this show sounds like crap, but we just wanted to go wild and raw and all that stuff. And I could do the interview that, you know, I did with my ex-wife earlier this week, Jay.
Well, do you want to do that now, or do you want to wait a little bit on that?
Yeah, I think you're saying I should wait.
You can do it whenever you want it. It's your show, dude.
Oh, no. You don't need to yell at me. Unlike my ex-wife, you don't have to slap me upside the head.
Well, apparently you just do whatever you want, whenever you want, and that seems to be a problem.
That's what I was told.
And apparently there's some people who comment on your blog who seem to have a bit of a problem with it, too.
Well, they have a problem with my laziness and stuff like that, and I should be looking for a job. And for those of you who don't know, I was recently laid off, and I'm having troubles making ends meet, but it'll be all right.
And we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Yes, we do. 708, you're with Stupid.
Hey, you want to talk about my cookies?
Yes. We want to talk about your cookies.
My cookies.
Your yummy cookies.
They're double stuffed cookies.
Oh, God. It's Annie from Annie.
Now tell me about your bone.
Well,
it's pearly white. It's pretty hard. It's kind of nice.
It's pretty much it's like average white guy size.
So bigger than Brett Favre.
Well,
I don't know. I don't want to lie about that.
Oh, I gotta go. I got the wrong number.
Oh,
Huh, is this our awkward pause?
I thought you were going to say something. I thought Matt was going to say something, and Matt thought I was going to say something.
Well, there we go. I was told to step away from the computer because I'm too competitive watching this football game.
Well, you know what?
You know, I've noticed you on Twitter, and you really do need to ease up.
Yeah, I guess I do.
Take a quick look here. Just see how big your lead is.
Oh my God, you guys
your lead
are
is now
awful.
81 points.
Well, it's not enough. I don't know.
And your opponent has three players who are questionable this weekend. I think
well,
you're okay.
Don't tell him. Shh.
Oh, don't worry. He's not listening.
You really need to stop.
He's going to bed.
Wait, all I heard was I really need to go to bed.
No, I said he's not listening. He's already gone to bed.
Oh, I see. That's selective hearing. All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to just say hello, and I'm gonna. I didn't know that you guys are on tonight, so it's like an hors d'oeuvre before bed.
Mm.
Oh yeah, get you all fired up.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and I'm printing a coupon from Blog Talk Radio for a Discover the Rich Bold Flavor of McCafe. So thank you. So when I put my lips around something hot in the morning and drink it, I will be thinking of Omelette Stupid.
Yeah, of course you will.
Of course you will. As everyone should be.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, continue to have a great show, and I'm going to jump back in because I'm a little shy on the phone.
Yes. No, you're a very shy person, I've noticed.
Well, what can I say? Okay, I'll catch you guys in the room.
All right.
Okay.
Bye, Annie.
Bye.
All right. That was Annie. Annie from Annie and Burrow Live. You can hear them tomorrow night, or Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Why are you
there?
Can
we go. Well, you can. Catch them while you can. So, dude, I tried to go see my Amish girlfriend this week.
Oh,
she
really?
Wasn't there.
She
wasn't there.
Butter?
No, she wasn't there. I was very disappointed. I went down there to see if they had any fudge or peanut brittle because it's, you know, the season for that kind
right.
of good stuff. And they didn't have either of those, and there was some old dude working at the register. My Amish girlfriend wasn't there.
And, of course, you couldn't call her.
Well, no, because she doesn't know she's my Amish girlfriend.
Well, and she doesn't have a phone.
Well, here's the thing, though. Actually, it turns out that, well, first of all, she'd be quite surprised to find out she was my Amish girlfriend. She would also be very surprised to find out she was Amish, because it turns out she's not.
Oh, really?
Well, see, I'm not an expert on these things. But see, here's the deal. They sell the same stuff. And all the food stuff that they've got inside, and then they've got this, you know, like handmade furniture and stuff. And it's all the same stuff that they sell at the Amish stores up in Missouri. So I just assumed that they opened a store down here. Turns out these people here are Mennonites, not Amish. They're the Amish who couldn't hack it as Amish, so they had to, you know, break away and do their own thing. And so they live in houses that have electricity and TV and stuff like that. And I realize that, you know, kind of hurts the fantasy a little bit. But they still do wear the long dress and with long sleeves and the dress all the way to the ankles and the little apron and the little bonnet. So it's still pretty kinky.
Yeah, it's kind of hot.
Yeah. Anyway, I know she wants me because she's always really, really nice and smiling to me. And one time when I was in there, she turned around real fast so that her dress would fly up, and she flashed some ankle to ankle at me. So anyway. Anyway, so I haven't really done much research on this whole Mennonite versus Amish thing. I don't know how much it changes things between us. But probably not much.
Well, I'll tell you what, I remember that Crosby, Stills, and Nash did a song about that.
They did. Would you like to sing it?
Well, I don't remember at all, but I remember they had a song that, I want to live with a Mennonite girl. I think that's how it went.
Oh, I don't think I remember that song.
Okay, it was... Okay. But it was funny. In my mind, it was quite funny.
It's funny. I just never heard that song.
Cinnamon Girl, but that's okay. So, we're going raw tonight. So, 661. What is it? 661. Oh, God.
661. 244-9852.
244. That's what I couldn't remember. 9852, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, please call in.
Oh, and... we should go ahead and let everybody know that next week is, of course, December 23rd, and we know what day that is, don't we, Matt?
It's going to be big, Jay. It's going to be the Festivus for the rest of us. And
absolutely.
Next week, all of you people, and you probably will call in next week because we're going to do the airing of grievances. And you can tell Jay and myself how much you hate us and why you hate us, and it's going to be fun.
They've been waiting for it all year. So just go ahead and start making your list now of your list of grievances.
Yeah,
and,
so Mick, Darren,
there is a bit of a line of people who would like to line up and tell Matt what they think of him. As it turns
and
out.
why is it just me? Because I don't think it is. Because there's a lot of things I'd like to say to you. Mainly that I am sick of being the bad boy.
You brought it on yourself. Somehow. Well, maybe not all of them, but some of them.
Okay. Yeah,
so anyway, and we'll all start doing our list because I think next week is just going to be a raging river of anger and resentment and bitterness. And that's
now you're
me.
Not going to call in next week, are you?
Hell yeah. I'm not much for traditions. So, you know, I know that Festivus is supposed to be about people you have grievances with. I'm pretty much looking at it as just a regular old bitch session. I got a whole bunch pissed me off. So.
That would be fine. That's fine with me.
And you know what I think I'll do?
What?
I think that I do have some grievances with certain people, but what I think I'll do is instead of naming them, I'm just going to do the standard social media some people, and then whatever it is that they're doing is pissing me off. You know, the whole passive aggressive thing.
you didn't say passive aggressive, did you?
Oh, yes, I did.
And now, Dana, we're waiting on your call.
We don't know. We don't know anybody who's passive aggressive. But if there's anybody out there who is or who knows somebody, be sure to call up. Speaking of Dana. She did say she might call tonight.
Yeah, I know she has. She threatened to do that, but she hasn't.
Another broken promise.
I know. see how she is.
I'll just have to deal with a life of broken promises.
Are you still there, Jay? Yeah, I'm fine.
I am.
Right. Okay.
Hey, real quick, talking about Miami and Notre Dame, you did see that Miami hired a new coach, didn't you? Because they fired their coach after the season. They had a new coach. The Miami Hurricanes have hired Al Golden as their new coach, so I guess they're going to change their name from the Hurricanes to the Golden Showers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I've sat on that joke all week just so I can wait and do it on the show.
I was trying not to laugh so I could say, you've been sitting on that all week.
I know. You know, because when you have limited talent like I do, you don't just use up your good material, you know, on things like Twitter. I gotta save it for the show, man. I mean, I already blew the joke about my black girlfriend on your blog last night. So.
Which was... And I'll tell you what, that was the funniest thing I've read all week. Oh, that was hilarious. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you did say last night that your black girlfriend was going to call in. Did you get in touch with her?
No, I didn't. Oh, God. No, but that was good. I'll tell you what else is good. It's nice that, you know, around Christmas time that we all get together and... You know, I've had some troubles with my ex-wife and stuff like that.
I've heard.
Yeah, so I think this might be a good time to... it kind of pains me. It's kind of bittersweet, but could you go ahead and play the interview of...
I can do it.
My ex... Yeah, would you?
Because
I can't.
Batman... ex-wife graciously sat down for an interview.
Yeah.
And here we go.
J-Man listeners, we have a very special guest tonight. You know her, you hate her, my ex-wife and Rhino's mom, Ms. Mattman, or as I call her, Josephine Goebbels. Welcome to I'm with Stupid, Miss M.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, Jay and I thought it would be nice to have you on since it is the holidays. And while, well, you and I didn't work things out, we do have a wonderful son together.
He is the best boy in the world, no thanks to you. Why are you not home with him? He needs his father. And I need a husband.
No, I don't know. I mean, you hated me. I hated you. We yelled at each other all the time, and it made Rhino uncomfortable, and he cried. Call me crazy, but I thought perhaps maybe it was time to move on.
Well, you are wrong. We were and always will be a family. Get that through your thick skull. So what if you've been living with that whore for 10 years? We are a family, damn it.
Oh, wow. I mean... If you're saying it's okay to have a three-way, I mean, I'm up for that, because I ain't leaving the schmoop.
You are a disgusting pig.
You know, you've said that often over some 20-plus years. Why do you hate me so much?
Well, let's see. You're a loser. You fuck any whore that walks. You get laid off every fucking year. So what if I was mean to you? You should have stayed and taken it like a man.
Taking it like a man? You mean... You know, get yelled at, spit on, and told that every dream that I've ever had is shit?
Well, yeah. By the way, I never did any of those things. It's all in your mind.
I know. You never did anything wrong. I apologize.
Damn right, asshole. Bow down to me. I am always right. And anyway, it's all about Rhino. definitely not me. And where is my, Rhino's money?
I hate to tell you this, but I got laid off. I hope that's not a problem.
Oh, no, not at all, butthole. When will I get money?
Next week. I'll give it all to you. It'll be all right. It's okay. Shmoop and I can eat soup the rest of the month.
I don't care if that bitch eats it all. She's a cow. Are we done now?
I think, yeah, we are and have been. But can I still stay at your house Christmas Eve?
Of course you can. We love you.
I thought that was sweet.
I did too. I really don't know how it is that you guys aren't still together.
I don't either.
I mean, what's a little bipolarness between lovers, right?
Exactly. Especially at this time of the year.
Exactly.
Because it's North Bipolar, you know. Okay. Yeah, I know. I went there.
Yeah. You're getting a little desperate here, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
So, anyway, I thought that was a fascinating interview. I think that I think you should do more interviews with her.
You think so?
As long as we still have. Oh, I think so. I think that I think those therapy sessions will got paid for you for dying.
It did make me feel better.
Yeah. Well, see. And I see Mike says that he kind of likes her. That's Mike's kind
of
woman, right there.
Of course he does. Well, you know, Mike's got issues.
Will she go to the bingo parlor with you?
I doubt that.
Oh, well, see, that's not going to work
actually,
out then.
She might if he's paying. Come on, I want 3 cards, not 2.
See, we have a couple of guests in the room. Guests, if you would like to register with Blog Talk Radio. You could join the chat room and have fun chatting.
And in the meantime, just tell us who you are.
Yeah. And one of them immediately left. I guess I wasn't supposed to notice them. Yeah, that happens all the time. It's a guest in there, and you say, hey, hello to the guest, and they panic. And they're like, oh, my God, and they get out.
It was probably Janet.
I think it was Snugs.
Oh, Snugs. Man, that chick makes me hot.
I can't believe Snugs didn't chime in the other day and back Mickey up a little bit.
Okay, let's not go there.
Okay, well, we'll let that go. Let's let that go.
But that's still funny. We'll talk about that later. No, but if anyone else wants to call in, and you should, it's 661-244-9852. Give us a call, because we have roughly a half hour left, and it'd be fun to just talk to you and shoot the crap, because that's what we're doing tonight.
All right, but you know what I'm going to do?
What are
because,
you
know,
do?
Last week was the radiothon for Rhino, but that doesn't mean that it's ended. It's still an open thing, a situation here. And,
it's an open thing?
And, yeah, whatever. And work with me here. Anyway, as many people know, if you listened in the archives.
You hate it when I'm sober, don't you?
Yeah, this is getting, yeah. Drink up.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Anyway, anybody who listened in the archives last week, who listened after after the live streaming part of the show was over, we actually have a I got because I have connections. Former Presidents Bush and Clinton.
Oh my God!
To do a promo for us.
And I've heard this, and it is classic, Jay. You were on top of your game.
Absolutely, and I thought I'd just go ahead and play it again this week.
Oh, please do. Oh, hell yeah.
We Americans are always at our best when we hear and heed the cries of others.
When confronted with massive human suffering, Americans have always stepped up and answered the call to help.
But there's never been anything on a scale of human tragedy in our own hemisphere like what we're now witnessing in
Bagwine.
Today, President Clinton and I are joining together to appeal to you with real urgency.
Give now.
So Rhino will have a Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There we go. And that, my friends, is a professional public service announcement right there. That's how the pros do it. Absolutely.
Yes, I was. It was the best.
Yeah, I'm so proud of both of them for agreeing to do it. And we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
Oh, God.
What do you think of that promo, Diane? Awesome, isn't it?
I love that promo. You know that.
Yeah.
I love it, too.
I'm so thrilled to follow George W.
Exactly. I know how much you love him.
I feel so patriotic. I have the urge to spin the globe and pick a country to invade.
No.
Oh, God. You know, Diane, I love you.
I love you, too. But?
But. Exactly.
I knew there was a but, Natty.
Hey. Wow.
We have another caller, and I'm just going to go ahead and bring her up, too, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
847, are you there?
Mm. Oh, I'm here. I was just thinking how good Matt is at those I love you butts.
Isn't he, though?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was kind of hurtful.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was.
Oh, Dana?
What?
Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Thanks for
I didn't realize.
Your promise.
Well, you know, I was starting to feel the guilt because, and you guys know, I crumble under pressure.
Exactly.
I know that's why you guys said that. Oh, she
Which
promised.
I find,
now
no,
she's
I,
not doing
I actually,
it.
I actually find that ironic.
You find what ironic?
That you crumble under pressure.
Okay.
Well, you know, I did go with the guilt trip, but, you know, some people say much meaner things. I'm just saying. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to get into it, are we, Matt? I'm just going to say that some people say.
So we're saving those for next week.
Okay.
Damn right. You should.
I've got a list
I'm
going.
I'm scared about next week.
Oh, I'm not, Di. It'll be good.
It'll at least be as good as this week.
It better
there you
be.
Go.
So, what's
Maddie, you love me, but.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, oh, my God. You know, I'm a liberal, but, man, you make me. You make me look like a fascist.
Yeah, I'm as left can go without falling off the edge of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need to stop.
And it's pretty amazing that she and I can be on the phone at the same time.
Isn't that wonderful?
I know, it really is kind of cool.
It
we
is.
Should what a be, we should, see, we should run Congress.
Yes, we should.
No, you really
could.
Shouldn't.
I bet you
we really
could figure
shouldn't.
It out and we could work together.
We could
oh,
do at
no.
least as
God.
Well as they do.
Jesus Christ, Diane. We would be killing babies every day and, oh, my God. And black people will be riding in buses with white people. I don't want that shit.
And Diane would never, ever cry.
No, but I would.
Well,
not when my fucking orange tan would roll off my face.
Ah, I tell you what, once you got a little of that sookie, you'd be going to the tanning booth every day.
I mean, if he's going to cry, for God's sake.
Leave Mr. Boner
alone. The orange runs off his face.
So does the patriotism.
I read somewhere, seriously, I read somewhere that his weeping has a lot to do with his drinking problem.
Did you read that on the
Did
you
read
that on the Daily Cause?
I read it on Twitter.
I know where you read it because I'm the one who made it up and wrote it.
Well, I swear to God, Jay, it got around everywhere. I mean, I think it was on Huffington.
Oh, well then.
Well, Ariana always had a thing for you, Jay.
Yes, she did. And like most, like other people, she likes to print my stuff and not pay me
and not give
it.
You credit.
Like all the other stuff that she posts on her site. I think I could be a Huffington Post columnist. I don't
That's not something to be proud
about.
Of, Jay.
I think I could copy and paste a story from the Washington Post, and I could do a little paragraph summarization of it. I'm pretty sure I could handle that.
And not get paid?
Well, I don't get paid for my blog now, so.
So you get
it wouldn't be any different.
You'd not get paid with a wider audience.
That's exactly. It's about exposure, and it's about, you know, expanding my brand and being internet famous.
So Jay's exposing himself and expanding his brand.
Exactly. See, I'm not a mommy, so I can't do the mommy blogger.
I got
blogger.
That, Dana.
Thing.
Yeah.
So I have to do it, a different way. I may bring up mommy bloggers next week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there, Matt Man?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I have Letterman on, but on mute. But I just saw a picture of Boehner and Terrell Owens side by side crying. So I'll have to, it's on the DVR. I'll have to see what that was about. But how topical.
You really
yeah.
need to get over your hate.
And I don't know why Boehner would be crying with T.O. because Boehner has a much better team. Right.
Well, actually, Jay, I know why he's crying because he is from the Cincinnati area.
Oh, okay. So he keeps
so
watching the Bengals.
Yeah.
He keeps watching the Bengals and it upsets him. I can't wait until I believe it's January, I don't know, 7th or so, when he has to watch his beloved, the Ohio State Buckeyes, get stomped into the ground in the Sugar Bowl. Well, shout out
which
to Dr.
They are,
in the chat room.
Which
Ohio
they are
State
going to
fans.
Do. And
cool.
I'll tell you what. And December 18th, bowl season starts, and I'm pretty excited
oh, yeah.
about it.
And we have a bowl pick'em. Anybody who would like to join who hasn't yet, give me a shout out. Send me an email. jayman3768@gmail.com. or holler at me on Twitter or whatever, and I'll hook you up, and you can play in our pick'em game.
And there's a couple bowls that are not listed that people should know about, aren't there?
You know, there are a couple of bowls.
And what are
they? I'll tell you about my favorite bowl game.
What's
that? They don't talk about, and that's the Grudge Bowl. And this year in the Grudge Bowl, it's going to be Yeshiva University versus Islamic University of America. They're going to play it in Jerusalem, where both schools claim a home field advantage.
Oh, God.
That's pretty amazing.
Yep, it's going to be quite a battle. There's a lot of trash talking. Islamic University has already put out a video threatening to take out Yeshiva's quarterback, Fievel Scooter Perlman.
Say that again.
Fievel Scooter Perlman. And, of course, Yeshiva was going to put up with that. So they immediately said any of their players that get taken out, they will retaliate by taking out five of the Islamic University players.
That's very good.
So it's going to be quite a battle. Of course, it's all over. Nobody will know who the fuck won. But both sides will claim victory.
Wow.
And they'll just
sounds...
keep playing the game over and over again.
Yeah, yes, they will. For all of eternity.
Oh, poor Fievel.
Yeah. Could be a rough
and
day.
Jay?
Yeah.
Did you know that... not many people know this, but San Diego State made a bowl game.
They did?
Yes, they did. San Diego State is going to play Arizona State in the SPF 50 Bowl. And,
that took me a minute.
The SPF 50 Bowl.
And boy, was that hard to say. Especially with two bad teeth and three beers in me. it's gonna be good. I have another one.
Oh good. What's the other one?
Illinois. The Fighting Illini. The University of Illinois is going to play the LaSalle Explorers in the Merck Smallpox Bowl. I mean, come on, that's good shit.
So you think it's going to be a slaughter? They're going to wipe them out.
they're gonna put that blanket coverage on them. And my God, I think Illinois is gonna lose.
I think they are.
You know, I got to tell you, about 50 minutes into this show, now 40 minutes into the show, Matt starts losing it every single time. We have now hit that point where Matt's losing it.
Yep, he needs to pace himself just a little better.
Well, a little better.
Oh, my God. Hey, I mean, that was good shit. Come on.
That was
Come
good
on,
shit.
You guys. That was good stuff. Are you telling me the Illini and LaSalle Explorers thing wasn't good?
No, I'm saying it was good, but then you start laughing at yourself and you can't stop.
Well, well, that's Jay's fault.
Of course
it is. He doesn't mute you?
Exactly.
Or maybe it's Janet's fault. Maybe it's your fault. Maybe if you spent more time with Jay, this wouldn't happen.
Well, he spent a lot of time with me already.
Yes, I did.
That's
not
a little
enough,
more
though.
Mostly in his fantasies, but, you know.
I do have one more bowl game.
Now,
I have
you know what?
Washington
I have another one, too. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, go ahead, Jay.
No. Go ahead.
Well, I have the Washington Huskies against the Georgia Bulldogs and the Alpo Mike Vick Canine Bowl. I mean, come on, that's not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Well, the other one I have is I have Caltech versus MIT in the Nerd Bowl.
Well,
before each play, the teams will get in their huddle, and the offense gets a smartphone and a protractor, and the defense gets a fancy Texas Instruments calculator to try to determine the odds of what play will be run. And then when the players come to the sideline, of course, their mom will put a sweater on them. And
it will be Argyle.
Oh, yeah. And it's kind of slow action because they keep having to stop the game so the running back can get his inhaler.
Oh, God.
Well, just so y'all know, Mike says that the show has gone to the toilet bowl.
Well, that's because, well.
That's very clever.
Isn't that clever? For Mike, that's pretty clever.
For Mike, that's pretty clever. In 52.
Poor Mike.
We got one other big thing for this week. We did an interview. Matt and I both sat down for an interview with movie superstar Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he's hot.
Oh, he's
no,
awesome.
He's not. He's a jerk.
It didn't really go the way we had hoped. So I'm going to go ahead and run that interview now, okay?
Please do.
Samuel L. Jackson. Thanks so much for being here with us today.
You are about to have a very bad day.
Well, we had this interview set up earlier in the week to have you on, sir.
One of us has made a gross error.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I mean, we've been working on this for quite a while here, and we were fully prepared, you know, to do the interview.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
What? What, I don't really know what are you...
Say what again! Say what again! I dare you! I double dare you!
Hey! Hey! I don't think it's necessary to be rude here, is it? I mean, we're all here, so why don't we just go ahead and do the interview real quick-like, and we'll leave you, Mr. Superstar, alone.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
Mr. Jackson, obviously there has been a misunderstanding here. I want to rectify this entire situation. We're not here to try to harass you or bother you or anything like that.
Your ass ain't talking your way out of this.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. That's not what I'm trying to do, Mr. Jackson. I take full responsibility for this. There was a mix-up. It is our fault, 100% our fault. Absolutely.
I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you very much, and again, I apologize. I hope that we can maybe at some point in the future we can work this out and we can get everybody together again, and we could do an interview when it's most convenient for you, whenever you feel like it, whenever you'd like to.
You give me a call, all right?
Will do. Thank you very much.
So. That kind of went to hell on us.
Well, he was in a mood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah, I don't think he really liked Matt's condescending Mr. Superstar line, but that's what you get for being an asshole.
You're talking about Samuel Jackson, right?
Right, exactly. Yes. God, man. Uh-huh. I tell you what, the heat kicked on here in the studios here in Redneckville, and I am sweating like a bar on Saturday night. Stop.
Oh,
actually,
my God.
I think Di and I are responsible for your sweating.
Well, that's when I started getting really hot. That's why I don't know why the heat kicked on, because things got pretty warm in here.
Franklin Delano J.
Well,
are you in your wheelchair with a shawl on your leg there, Jay?
I found a lap band for you.
Yeah, I know. You told me about that. But, you know, I've pretty much adjusted to the the cold weather here. I've been doing pretty good the last few nights, the last week or so. Even though it's been ridiculously cold. But I'm okay.
How cold has it been?
Now, don't expect me to be that quick.
Oh, God.
If I wasn't already naked, I would take my clothes for some. It's really hot in here. Anyway, turn the fan on. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, Jay, I was thinking, we could, even though we can keep on talking, we could wrap up the show with a nice song, a nice Christmas song.
Let's do it. You want me to play it?
Yes.
I'm waiting for someone to sing.
Okay, here we go. Matt Mann sings 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive a cure for his social disease. On the second day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive two rubber gloves and a cure for his social disease. On the third day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the fourth day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive four play for hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the fifth day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the sixth day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive six cheeks a spreading, five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the seventh day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive seven Chinese baskets, six cheeks a spreading, five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the eighth day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive eight maids a milking. I mean, come on, how can you improve upon that? Seven Chinese baskets, six cheeks a spreading, five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the ninth day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive 9 minutes resting, eight maids a milking, seven Chinese baskets, six cheeks a spreading, five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the 10th day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive 10 hidden cameras, 9 minutes resting, eight maids a milking, seven Chinese baskets, six cheeks a spreading, five penis rings, la 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 la, four play 4 hours, three French horse, two rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the 11th day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive 11 Viagra tablets, 10 hidden cameras, 9 minutes resting, 8 maids a milking, 7 Chinese baskets, 6 cheeks a spreading, 5 penis rings, la 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 la, 4 play 4 hours, 3 French horse, 2 rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. On the 12th day of Christmas, Matt Mann did receive 12 kegs of bag wine, 11 Viagra tablets, 10 hidden cameras, 9 minutes resting, 8 maids a milking, 7 Chinese baskets, 6 cheeks a spreading, 5 penis rings, la 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 la, 4 play 4 hours, 3 French horse, 2 rubber gloves, and a cure for his social disease. Hey!
Wasn't that a good way to go to the bathroom, Jay?
That was outstanding. And it ended with 10 seconds left in the line.
See how that works?
The line.
That was sterling.
Sterling.
I really
like
penis rings.
And we have someone else on the line. I'll go ahead and bring him up, even though we're not live streaming anymore. Hi, Mike.
Hello there. That was awesome.
Hey, Mike.
There. You guys are going to
go Mike.
For best. Hey.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Kimmy Kins is saying goodnight to everybody.
Yep.
Night, Kimmy.
Oh, Dana
Lou.
Night,
Kimmy.
Night,
probably
Kimmy.
Can't hear us, right?
Oh, I'm sure she'll go back and listen to the archives so she can hear us all.
Oh, right. Yeah, I keep forgetting. As Jay reminded me last week, you do know we're still being recorded.
Yes, indeed. For
because I'm nothing if not blunt.
We did a whole 35-minute show after the show last week.
Oh, it was
great.
Yeah,
it was fun.
I loved it.
Yeah, and
that's
you know
why
what?
I called in so late this week, so I could be part of that after show.
And you know what?
Who's this? Was that? Who is that?
No.
It was Dana.
Okay. Well, I can't tell. I can't hear. God, I'm old.
No, you're just drunk.
No, I'm
you
not.
Guys, you guys know what? Right after we did our 30-minute after show that was so awesome and hilarious, like 2 days later, Blog Talk Radio sends out a thing and says, we're going to limit all free shows to 30 minutes now, starting in February. I don't think there was, you know, yeah,
you
I don't think it was a coincidence.
Now
they're going to limit them to 30 minutes?
Yeah.
That's what they, yes.
You
know,
yeah, you
free
didn't
shows.
Talk about that tonight, but you need to, because that just sucks.
Well, we're going to
that'll
be part
just,
of our Festivus next week. We don't want to burn any bridges. You never know. We might work something out with them. Kidding.
You just have to answer.
Yeah,
send them an email.
So well so far.
You've had the Matt show for a half hour and the Jay show for a half hour.
There you go.
Right after another.
There you go. Matt can have a show, and Jay can call in for that half hour, and then Jay's show can start up, and Matt can call in.
We'll be
what a brilliant idea, except that it's 30 minutes per day.
Well, yeah, but you have your show, and Matt would have
right.
his show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Screw it. We'll figure something out. Yeah. It'll all work out.
We may switch
we're
to another.
We're
going to
do an hour show. February 1st, we will still be doing an hour show.
You'll be grandfathered.
No, well, we won't be
just,
grandfathered. We will
say, don't
just
tell
make
Matt
it happen.
You're going to be a grandfather. That's bad. We could all just conference call
yeah.
each other and do a show.
There you go.
Well, we could and just record it. We could all, you know.
Well, besides,
just,
Brian
well,
and I are really
just,
good
AJ?
About monitoring the chat room, and you guys suck at monitoring the chat room. So Diane
yeah,
and I
really
we're
do.
We're busy doing other things.
Well, that's
we've got other
you
things
fucking
to do.
People are boring.
You know what? The chat
I mean,
room wants to feel included in your show. Exactly.
Though.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly. Every
well,
time I'm on the phone, anytime Dana calls in, we always let you know what the chat room is saying.
But now
mm-hmm.
I responded to a couple of people in the chat room early in the show.
That's true.
You actually did
really,
better days
truly
this
what
week
we're
than
saying
you
is
have.
You, Matt.
Yeah, Matt, you suck.
Matt.
I can't
Matt,
help
Matt,
it.
Matt, I just
can't.
Want to tell you one thing. I really
oh, God,
love
here.
You. But.
Matt can't see the screen from when he's laying on the floor.
But
Matt's afraid
go ahead.
To touch the buttons.
I am. I don't want to screw anything up.
Dana, were you on the night he found the sound effects? I think you were.
Oh God, yes.
Yes. I thought that was torturous until
Mikey
was
called
on.
We go with Mikey again.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Suddenly it
there's
made the sound effects really enjoyable.
Hey, are you guys reliving my interview with my ex-wife that I did on tonight's show? Because I am. Criminy.
Your best one of the night, Matt.
Does Matt have any other shortcomings that you guys would like to point out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll point
fucking
those
lay
out
it all
next
out
week.
There.
So get ramped up for next week. It's practice.
We are getting warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm
yeah,
pretty warmed up.
I'm just...
I need to think of some for Jay because Matt really gets the short end of the stick, so to say.
Because he has the short
end. Good one.
Boy, he didn't see that coming.
By the way, there's another one. Write that one down.
The worst thing is, I already admit that.
And much like my black girlfriend joke, I blew the he's the
oh
female in the relationship joke on Twitter last night.
And if you guys have not, I think all you have, if you go to my site and see Jay's comment about his black girlfriend, it is the funniest fucking thing I've ever read. I thought it was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, you guys need to quit being so funny elsewhere and save it all for the show. That sounded really bad. I didn't mean for it to sound like that.
I was so goddamn funny last night. It's unbelievable.
You were on a roll. I told you. I said, what the fuck, Jay? You're on a roll.
Exactly.
I said, shut up. Save some of it for the show.
Oh,
my God,
he
was rolling. Oh, God.
Yeah, that was good stuff. Hey, Matt, don't forget next week on the Festivus show that Carl Palladino has a few grievances.
Oh, my God, yeah, I do. Yeah, I'll do. I'll make sure he's there.
Okay. I love that guy.
Yeah, me too.
I hope he runs for office every single year.
I don't care if it's, oh, God, what, city commissioner, city supervisor.
I would love to see him in a debate with Donald Trump.
I'd like to see him run against Bloomberg for mayor. Listen here, you
Oh, Donald my God, that'd be Donald hilarious.
Listen here, pipsqueak. Bring a ladder, climb up on it, and kiss my ass.
You fucking Jew.
Oh, God.
He what? I mean, oh, God. I'm sorry. He would say that. Well, shit.
He would say that.
He would say that. Anyway.
Awkward pause.
I think Kwanzaa begins on the 23rd also, Matt.
Oh, don't get me started.
I thought what is the deal with Kwanzaa? I mean, I understand when Hanukkah happens better than I understand when Kwanzaa happens.
Kwanzaa starts December 26th every year.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
yeah.
It's that day.
It's not a moving holiday?
No.
Like Hanukkah?
Oh, 26.
Well, it is a moving holiday because the black people move out from one apartment to another. And
oh, my God.
Okay, I wasn't going to go there.
Well,
good night, everybody. It's okay. BPR will listen to that and they'll go, fuck it, they're off the air at the end of January anyway.
Well, I was going to make mention
these bastards aren't getting a sponsor. They won't check.
I was going to make mention of this next week because, you know, it's a sweet story because they find a little black kid in a warehouse by three social workers, Wheezy, Jerome, and Leon, and they take him out and they save him, and it's a cute story. That's how Kwanzaa started. You guys
well,
are laughing.
I think you'd be doing a public service if you did say that.
What's
that?
That
is so touching.
I'm being totally straight here.
How did Claudia get on the phone?
We have extensions.
Wow.
Hey, Claudia.
We still have landlines throughout the
See, Matt, I can recognize your colors. I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Our colors?
Colors.
Oh.
Matt never knows who's talking on the phone.
Because I hope that inside yourself you're not really as bigoted and crass as you come across.
Well,
oh, he loves Tyra.
Claudia, I am going, just for you, well, actually, no, I'm not going to post it tomorrow, but next week I am going to post my Kwanzaa post. And
that would be wonderful.
Oh, yeah, it's
you
supposed
never
to
know.
Pisses everybody
who's
off every year.
Go in there, look at your blog, and they may never look at anything else. But that may have been the one blog that God has ordained will redeem you.
Oh, I don't think his Kwanzaa post will redeem him.
I tell you what I love about his Kwanzaa post is that nobody will comment that day.
I know, it's so funny.
Everybody's like,
commenting last year.
No, actually, the Kwanzaa post has a good meaning to it if you read it to the end.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, it does. It's all about the meaning of the Kwanzaa post, even though I make fun of black people. When it gets to the end, it's... No! No, it's all about Kwanzaa is not like any other holiday. It's not commercialized. It's not this. It's not that. And it's not commercialized, and that's why no one gets behind it.
Yeah.
Or no one gets
You're
a shit, whatever
right.
you prefer.
You're absolutely right. Although it's kind of big here in St. Louis. Because they've
well, that's because you got
a lot
of black people there.
Well, it's part of the population, of course, but it takes a great deal of effort. But there's now what they call a 12th night celebration here in the city, and they've got a lot of representation in 12th night, and it's catching on whether people are intentionally looking for it or not.
I see a business opportunity for you, Matt. Kwanzaa gifts.
That was good.
Yeah.
Nice. No, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, Kwanzaa is all about self-respect, responsibility, doing things right. It's just not a...
There you go.
Commercial.
It's not the kind of thing Americans
holiday.
Can get behind.
It actually is a really
That's
good holiday.
The problem with it.
Yeah, it is. And this is a good thing to draw out of one another, because otherwise all we know each other as is a bunch of people hiding behind their senses of humor.
Well, I think you were talking about me.
I'm talking about everybody.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanted to talk about anything serious. I know that'd be a show killer, but I kind of like that you got this outside-the-box thing going after the show.
No, I think, no, and you just kind of hurt my feelings because for the longest time...
Yeah, but now you're mad and you're going to talk.
No, I'm not mad. No, God, no, I'm never mad. But I will tell you what, I talk about serious things all the time, and I do it through humor, and there's nothing wrong with that. And I am not hiding behind humor. I am
poor choice of
I'm
words
talking
on my
about
part.
Serious things. What?
Poor choice of words on my part, but I was just trying to be a provocateur, and I think I have been.
Oh, I like that word.
Big words.
Ooh.
Thank you.
That's a sexy word.
That was like a 25-cent word.
Oh, I got better ones than that. I digress. Go back to what you were saying. It's important.
Well, no. When you read my Kwanzaa post, which you will,
yes,
because
yes,
I deem it necessary.
Yes.
you'll find that most of my posts have a meaning to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I don't care how crude or rude I am being.
So I'm just supposed to look past all the phallic stuff, and I can adjust to that.
Phallic.
Oh my God! There's very little phallic stuff because trust me, there's very little phallic stuff here.
Now it's
there. We
okay.
go with the short and thick again.
Yeah, there we go.
Short and sweet.
Mercy.
Hi-oh! The sound effects are still working.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking that same thing. Well, the sound effects still work.
They used to not work as soon as the live stream stopped, and now they do. I don't know
live
why.
Stream. That always makes me giggle.
I know. That's why I say it.
Stream, baby.
Stream.
VTR 1.1.
And I believe we got the live stream in the test show we did. Matt got his live stream on the air.
Yeah,
got that out of his
heard
system
that
early.
Live stream before.
Oh no, that was
wow.
great.
But there was absolutely no delay.
Oh no, it was live, baby.
He didn't even turn the fan on to reduce the noise.
Who was that?
Who do you think it was?
All of a sudden I was thinking about our dog when our dog gets stinky, as Mike says.
Oh, which he's doing right now, and I haven't said anything.
He's really a charming canine.
The old guy can fill up half the house.
With gas. Oh, dear. And it clears Mike out of a room.
And that's
a
good thing.
I had a roommate in
college. So that's why you let the dog sleep on the bed.
No, he's on the floor next to it.
But, man.
I had a roommate in college one time that we'd be sitting there in the room, and then all of a sudden we'd hear him running down the hall, and he'd run into the room and shut the door and lock it and put a chair under it. Then a couple of minutes later, you hear somebody in the hall going, Jesus Christ!
So he would capture the gas and leave it there for the unsuspecting?
And of course, being, you know, a room full of 18 and 19-year-old guys, we all left up our beer and saluted him.
Yeah. Oh, my. That takes time.
I usually heard that from chicks that I followed in college.
What we used to like to do was take the shower curtains off the showers when somebody was in a private shower and take their towels and leave them with paper towels to cover the more embarrassing parts of their body and run down the hall back to their rooms.
But no pictures.
Yeah, darn it.
That was before cell phones.
Yeah.
Cell phone cameras.
I mean, we used to think we were clever when all we took were the towels, but the really... really daring people took not only the towels but the shower curtains. You had to be quick to do that. And the other person that was under the water had to be facing the other way. So really, those people should have enlisted and been in our special forces. You know what I mean?
Either that or registered sex offenders. Which reminds me, my freshman year, my room in the dorm was directly across the alley from a sorority house.
Oh.
Oh.
And they those girls loved to leave their blinds open.
And
that's what college is all about, right? That's what college is all about, man.
I was waiting.
People, everybody who had a room on that wing, after they went into the room and looked out the window and saw that the sorority house was about 15 feet across from them, they ran to Walmart and bought binoculars.
I was going to say, and you got progressively greater strength.
That's where you learn to stalk.
Well, that's what, yeah. Yeah, it's one of the things you
learn
to do.
He majored in stalking. That's pretty awesome.
One of the guys
criminology, I think.
One of the guys in my dorm did get arrested hiding in the, trying to hide in the bushes behind the, one of the sorority houses, the Chi Omega house, I think it was.
They're all blind.
He was wearing all black sweats, and he had a shoe polish on his face.
He was a little
intoxicated, but he made his way down there and got into the bushes and sat down and was trying to watch.
And they discovered him when he burped.
No, they caught him when he started singing, Kyo, it's off the bed we go.
What an idiot.
I miss those days.
The good old days.
Yep.
Long before I ever witnessed a anti-war rally at the University of Wisconsin, there was a panty raid the night before my freshman year classes started. And it was just thousands and thousands of pairs of young men's feet going past my dormitory, and they were yelling, "Silk! Silk! Silk!" I had no idea what they were really saying, and then they said that it's just a traditional yell for underwear. That was funny. There was some little petite gal that lived in the room next door, and when she put her head out the window, they screamed for a training bra. I thought that was so mean. But until I knew what it was all about, scared the hell out of me.
Matt Manning, still there?
Yeah, I was just, that was such an uplifting story. I was just taken aback.
Is that him breathing heavily?
Yeah, it was just, God. Ooh.
I think that's Mike. I think I know that. That breath.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then.
Well.
Okay
then. I think it's probably time to wrap things up.
Yeah, almost time for Jimmy Fallon.
Oh,
no,
wow.
Craig Ferguson,
exactly.
Well, he doesn't come on until after Jimmy Fallon around here.
Oh, really?
We get to see them both, yeah.
Yeah, they stick after Letterman, they stick another show in, and then...
Like Entertainment Tonight, something like that.
And then Ferguson.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh.
Craig is wonderful. I love him.
Oh, yes. We have the potential of seeing at least 3 full monologues every night.
Cool.
And the potential of laughing for about 10 whole seconds.
I don't know. I'm easily entertained, so I'm...
Obviously, you listen to
the
show.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Hey. Yeah, I saw that one coming. Yes, indeed. The minute she said that, I thought, uh-oh.
Wide open.
Well, guys, it was a good show.
Well,
thank you.
You
do well, Raw. Yes, it was a good show, guys.
Yeah, I could feel the improvement, the passion,
well,
the commitment.
Now you're pushing it.
No, shall we say? You've really grown. Don't you hate that when people say that? You've really grown.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I bend over backwards for a mic, and what do I get for it? Heartache.
What you get for bending over backwards?
I know. But I like it so much.
Heavy breathing now.
Next time, bend over forward and grab your ankles. You'll get better results.
If you drop the soap, leave it on the floor. Don't bend over.
Well, that was
it better be your own soap.
One off. Bye.
Bye.
There
Bye.
She goes.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye.
I'm gonna leap to.
Bye.
Now let me tell you, that goddamn Diane, fuck her.
Well, I probably would if she would let me. Oh, we're still being recorded? Oh.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, God. I love to die. Okay.
That about wraps it up. Had a pretty good crowd in the chat room tonight.
Is Dana still there?
I don't know. I've gotten out of the chat room. But anyway, anybody who still listened all the way to the end here, thanks for listening. And anybody who didn't.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
How long have you been waiting to do that?
And I just now looked up and saw it, and I thought, oh, I'm going to play that one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay.
All right.
I'm fine now. No, but seriously, how long have you been waiting to do that?
Oh, I didn't think of it. I completely forgot because I think I played it last week.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You keep saying that.
And I forgot about it. And just now I was scrolling down looking for the closing music, and I saw that one.
Oh,
so, okay.
God. All right.
All right. That's it.
Okay. Bye.
Night, Matt.
Night.
Thanks for listening, everybody.